Well, happy Friday, Delaware. Good morning. We hope that if you are driving right now, that you are taking your time.
Yes. You've
given yourself lots of extra time to get where you need to go this morning. Delaware County, we're thinking of everyone who was affected by last night's storms.
Hope you're all safe and sound right now.
Mm-hmm. Indian Lake, Belle Fountain, Wapakoneta, we're thinking of you so much this morning. Mm-hmm. Last night was rough. So if you're listening this morning, thank you. And know that, you know, yeah, we're wishing the best and safety for everyone this morning.
Absolutely. Remember, too, we're resources for you. If you find yourself waking up this morning mm-hmm. without power or heat or something, we're still waiting to hear on where our Ostrander branches. We mm-hmm. hear there's no power, but the rest of our branches are open. You can mm-hmm. charge your phones. You can get warm or, you know, whatever calm you need, we'll have it there for you.
Yeah, I've seen Delaware County EMA posted that they had a shelter set up at the Delaware YMCA
yes.
ready to go. We, all of our branches, except for Ostrander, when we open at 10, will be available as warming shelters or whatever you need for the day. Give us a call, stop by. We've also got some great friends here in the house today. Mm-hmm. We have Allie Hillier from the Delaware Public
Hi.
Health Department. Good morning, Allie.
Hi, thank you for having me.
And Allie and Tracy's here in the studio too. Hi, Tracy, over in the corner. We're so happy that you could make it down this morning. We have a great program to talk about the second half of the show about how you can minimize your risk, maximize your life with a little less alcohol and a little more life.
Yes.
Yeah. So we're looking forward to that in the second half of the show. But again, you know, Delaware County Libraries, Delaware County EMA, Delaware Public Health mm-hmm. District, like we're all like one big giant network and we're here to help each other out. So
this county is amazing. The way the resources work together, I mean, I have to say, I've never seen anything like it. I mm-hmm. brag about it when I'm talking to librarians in other counties.
We brag about it, too.
We really are there. You know, it's amazing. You can get help in this county. We've got so many people reaching out to each other.
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk about books, and so we're going to mm-hmm. change it up a little bit. If you're here for our regular program, we've still got that for you today.
Absolutely.
So, Molly, you've got like a sweet little book in front of you.
I do.
Tell me about it.
So when I was looking, I'm just taking my time with some books right now, really trying to absorb them. So when I was thinking about this morning, so I am a librarian who does not buy books.
Right.
On the record, I don't buy books. That's what the library's for, unless it's a knitting book I'm going to write in or a cooking book I'm going to splash in. So otherwise, I check them out. But I went the extra mile with this book, and I bought this book not only for myself, but both my sisters, because I wanted my nieces and nephews to have a copy.
Yeah.
So I'm telling you, one of my favorite picture books of all time. It is Diary of a Wombat by Jackie French, illustrated by Bruce Watley. And I want Bruce Watley to get a ton of credit in this. The story doesn't work without both of them.
Oh, good.
So this is set in Australia, and it's an innocent little family who one day has a wombat show up. The wombat is telling the story, and he's telling it in a diary. For instance, on Monday, morning, slept. Afternoon, slept. Evening, ate grass. Scratched.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Night,
good scratch.
Ate grass. Slept.
Great
Each
life.
Of these pictures are just absolutely darling of this wombat just sort of like rolling around. But then he notices this enemy of his. It's this flat little hairy creature. It's a doormat in the illustrations.
I was like, wombats have enemies?
He attacks this. Then he demands a reward. They make a mistake. They give him carrots.
Oh.
Wombat comes back every day. And
of
every
course.
Day we're getting his diary. He sleeps. He eats. He does all this. Then he goes to the door and he begins to bang on the door to demand carrots. He eats through fences to get to where the carrots are.
Oh, no.
This wombat makes this his home. And as the story goes on, you are only hearing the lovely story of how the wombat is protecting these new creatures that are his humans. But he's also reminding them he's there and they should bring him more carrots banging on the lid.
Right.
The family looks completely lost in the illustrations. They are so beautiful. until finally this family decides that he is a member and they create sort of a space in their life.
Oh, thank goodness.
Diary of a Wombat is, and I don't want to give away all the cutest parts that you can discover with your children. This is a picture book to be read to your children when they're little. This is a picture book to reread to them as they get a little older. This is a picture book I plan to read to them all when they're in college.
Aww.
Because it's just the sweetness of how we just interact in the world. And those beautiful things that are just around us. Diary of a Wombat, Jackie French, illustrated by Bruce Watley. Please get out there and read this book. If you just need a little joy in your life, Diary of a Wombat.
You just gave me the most brilliant reminder I have seen. And tell me, Tracy, if you've done this with your kids, that some people will take a book, like a treasured book, like Oh, the Places You'll Go by Dr. Seuss. Or it sounds like this might be a good one for that. And they've had their kids' teachers each grade of their school career, K through 12, like sign and write a little note in that book. So that book becomes a keepsake of the kids and the memories of what they had in school. And then it's like kind of a nice like graduation gift for them.
Mm-hmm.
But that Diary of a Wombat sounds like that might be a good one.
It's going to go down. Yeah. I mean, family, I probably need to buy a few copies so when the kids have kids, they have one in their homes.
Right, yeah. It sounds like it's a nice lifelong, because Oh, the Places You'll Go, that's so obvious with, you know, the kind of graduation sentiment. But that sounds
like
that could
be a good
one too.
But there are very few books. Like, I hardly bought those kids' books ever because they had the library and they should come visit their aunt at the library.
That's right.
Period.
Mm-hmm.
But when I found this book, I had to get a copy. So everybody, and if you talk to either of my sisters, I know Julie, if you're listening, probably not, but if you are, you know your copy. You know your love for this book.
Very nice. Well, Allie, I know you were like, I'm an avid reader, but I don't have anything to share. But we know that's not true. You have something to share.
Yeah. I mean, actually, I just finished a Mitch Albom book. He is one of my all-time favorite authors. I've read about seven of his books. But the most recent book I just finished is called The Stranger in the Lifeboat.
And
the plot is very exciting because it has to do with a yacht that has very famous celebrities and wealthy millionaires on it. It sinks. It blows up mysteriously.
Ooh.
And there is a lifeboat that one by one, there is a crew of about seven strangers on there. Well, they're not the strangers, but seven people from the boat onto the lifeboat. And then they find this random stranger just floating in the ocean. They pull him out. He's completely unscathed. And he claims that he is the Lord. And he will only save them if they all believe it is him. But it's not like a religion book or anything. It's But it is a cool book, and I love Mitch Albom because he does write short chapters.
Yeah.
So you don't feel like you're, I have 30 pages until, you know.
Yes.
But that's what helps me get through a book. But yeah, I love Mitch Albom, and I would strongly, honestly recommend any of his books.
Yeah.
So.
He does. And we were trying to recall some of the other ones that he's done. Tuesdays with Maury.
Yep, read that.
Five People You Meet in Heaven.
Love that. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he does. He really does some great. And yeah, it might not be necessarily, you know, Christian, but it is. Mm-hmm. It does have religious undertones, spirituality, and you can find what that means for you.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going to turn it real fast. You've got your
Wow, I can't wait for this one. I got enough of a pre-talk. I am ready. Let's talk some spice levels.
I'm like, how am I going to talk about this on air?
Carefully.
I have a very, very, very spicy romance that I am reading. I've been going through the Dark Olympus series. This is Dark Olympus number 3, and the title is Wicked Beauty. It is by Katie Robert. She is the author of all of the Dark Olympus series. And if you haven't heard me talk about the other ones in the past, they are like a reimagining of the Greek gods. So they're not necessarily immortal. They're not necessarily living up on, you know, living up in the clouds. But there is an area that is Olympus. And there are the titles that are sometimes passed down like a, you know, like a heritage. And sometimes the titles are earned in other ways. So Zeus is a lineage. You know, Zeus has a child there. His child will become the next Zeus. Zeus can marry a Hera, or he can get rid of her in whatever way he violently does. And then he can marry a new Hera. and so this is kind of how this. So they are not immortal. They are, in fact, mortal. In Wicked Beauty, this story centers on the story of Helen of Troy, Achilles, and Patroclus. And they have an interesting way that they are trying to name the title of Ares. Ares, as you know, is the Greek god of war. And so what better way to name the title of Ares than to have a games of sorts. Mm-hmm. And so when the old Ares is gone or retires or dies or anything like that, rescinds the title, the new Ares is chosen by a Greek games. And it is very, very fun. That part of the story plotline I'm actually very excited about, because there's a trial and you need to go out and you need to climb from, you know, oh, do I take this path or this path? And then, oh no, Athena's people are on the ground and they're going to try and stop us. And if we fall, then we're out. And of course, one of the big problems is Helen of Troy, her brother, Zeus, her brother just inherited the Zeus title. And when he announced the games, he said, and anyone who wins Ares will also win the marriage of my sister. And Helen of Troy is not here for that. And so she enters herself into the games. Mm-hmm. And as she enters herself into the games, she also enters herself in with the couple, Achilles and Patroclus. And they have a love-hate kind of thing going on. They're feisty. They're playing, you know, mean faces with each other and I'm going to get you and stuff like that. But of course, they room right in the same corner together. And so a little love triangle begins. And this one is a spicy. I can't even begin to give it like a 1 to 5 chili pepper. It's like
one of the five is a ghost pepper. And the one is a tomato with some green pepper cut up in it.
Yeah,
but we're looking at a ghost pepper on the five.
We're at a ghost pepper.
We're at a ghost pepper.
We're at a ghost pepper. Yeah, this one's real spicy.
Warning, danger, Will Robinson.
Yeah, not your chaste romance at all. I am listening to it, which is a kick.
Yeah. This is the windows are up and the kids are not in the car.
No, in fact, when I go and I pick up my kids, if I have been listening to it in the car, I make sure that I've disconnected my Bluetooth. I'm back on FM radio 96.7 and my phone is like off so that there's not even like an accidental coming through my
is this the kind of book that if a car passes you in a certain scene you blush?
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I've been there.
Yeah.
Been there.
but it is fun, and like I said, with all of the spice happening, the plot is actually kind of entertaining.
Yes.
So it's kind of nice when that works out. So Katie Roberts, she's done it well.
We like to warn you, though, because not all romances are equal.
No.
So you need to know your romance and your type of romance.
Yeah.
Remember, if you're not sure what you're picking, ask a librarian. We'll help you at the desk.
Start, you know, start chaste and then and then go from there. There's one, If the Shoe Fits, that's written by Julie Murphy. There's another one. They're like Disney retellings. Those ones are super sweet, super chaste. Fade to Black when it comes to the love scenes. Not this one. So with that, we will take a break and we'll come back on the other half and we will talk about an upcoming program next Wednesday, Minimize Risk, Maximize Life. Welcome back. We are having a good time here in the studio talking about all of the fun things that the health department does. Tracy is their PIO. She's here in studio. Allie is a community
health specialist.
Health specialist. I was like, community and specialist are in it. And health, of course, makes sense. And we've always been talking about some of the fun things that the Delaware Public Health District gets to play with every single day. School visits, talking about water. School visits, talking about bodies. So many different things can happen. Is it a different job every day, Allie? Or what does your job look like?
Yeah, I would probably title myself as a generalist. Like I was saying earlier when we were off air, just yesterday I read a book to these cute little 7 and 8 year olds about how water is good for you.
Uh-huh.
Whereas several months ago I was talking amongst 14 and 15 year olds about sexual health education.
Right.
And I could barely get a word out of them. So opposite extremes almost every day.
Yes.
But so important.
Yes.
Both so important. I'm going to go home and drink some water now.
Exactly. I'm going to finish my coffee and then I'm going to drink water and it'll be great. Well, one of the things that we're here to talk about today is a program coming up on Wednesday, March 20th. It's at the Liberty Branch Library. It starts at 4:30 and it's called Minimize Risk, Maximize Life, Reducing the Risk of Problems Related to Alcohol Consumption. So tell us a little bit about how this program came to be and what some of the purposes behind it are.
Yeah, so every few years, the health district is required to perform what's called the community health assessment. And the most recent one, I would believe is from 2021. Mm-hmm. And from that data, from the self-reported data that we sent out to the community where residents of Delaware County self-reported, we kind of saw an uptick in binge drinking. Mm-hmm. And I should go ahead and define right away that binge drinking is considered as 5 or more drinks among males mm-hmm. or 4 mm-hmm. or more drinks among females on one single occasion. Mm-hmm. And the one single mm-hmm. occasion being defined as a 2-hour time frame.
Oh, wow.
So we as a health district kind of looked at this data in comparison to both the state and the U.S., and it was doubled. So Delaware sitting at that 33% of binge drinkers, whereas both the state of Ohio and the U.S. are sitting at 16%. Mm-hmm. So we decided, okay, let's explore some options. And one of those options we came across was this class called Minimize Risk, Maximize Life. Mm-hmm. It is a course that is offered and was born out of Butler County, a southeastern mm-hmm. county, I believe, just north of Cincinnati, from this preventative organization called Envision Partnership. Mm-hmm. So we decided, hey, let's give that a go.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that is a shocking statistic.
Yeah.
That overall, the state of Ohio self-reports at 16% mm-hmm. mm-hmm. and Delaware County at 33%. And I think I've met several people right now who are trying. They're calling it like sober curious,
yes.
or you know, folks who will do dry January. Mm-hmm. They want to reset. They want to have control over their relationship with alcohol and not the opposite. Right. And so,
yeah. And online, I'm seeing a lot of like even mixed drink or cocktail drinks, but they're
mocktails.
They're mocktails.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, ways that make you feel better, even. Mm-hmm. They're sort of like health, like infused with healthy things, enzymes.
Yeah.
And, you know, so
not just juice cocktails.
Cranberry
no,
juice. Yeah.
And I've been noticing that show up in my feed more. And I'm like, this is interesting. This seems to be a new move.
Yeah. Who would you say? So, this program that's happening at the Liberty Branch on the 20th, this coming Wednesday at 4:30. Like, who is this for? Who should come? Are people going to be required to come, or somebody who's just interested? What kind of benefit would they receive from attending?
Well, when we were looking at the statistics from the community health assessment, not only did we see an uprise in this binge drinkers, but more specifically, it was high amongst males ages 30 to 64.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we're really hoping that we can get that target audience. Again, I mean, it's hard. It's kind of difficult. We're just giving it a go at this for the first few times. We offered it a few times last year with the most recent course happening at the Delaware City Library back in September. We mm-hmm. had about 10 mm-hmm. participants.
Mm-hmm.
So not bad for one of the first times we attempted it. But I would stress about what this course is not. What it is not a screening to diagnose somebody with a substance use disorder.
Mm-hmm.
It is not a judgmental course to demand somebody, whoever is consuming alcohol, hey, stop drinking.
Right.
You know, this is merely meant to be an informative, educational-based class that touches base on 8 different topics in relation to alcohol, such as social myths about the drinking culture.
Mm-hmm,
I don't
mm-hmm.
know about you, but when I was growing up, I've always heard of, you know, the hair of the dog.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Or liquor before beer, you're in the clear. Beer before liquor, you've never been sicker.
Those
yeah.
are wrong?
Yeah,
I'm not going to lie.
Come and find
out.
Went
through college, went through my head a lot.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, and other topics such as what exactly one standard drink is defined as.
Yes.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's merely just to learn about it and how to decrease a possibility of a high-risk drinking, because low-risk drinking is safe practice. If you're mm-hmm. at high-risk drinking, I mean, this can lead to chronic or terminal illnesses, which mm-hmm. we all know mm-hmm. in the state, or not just the state, but as a nation, the leading causes of death are usually preventable causes of death. I mean, mm-hmm. think about, you know, cancer, stroke, diabetes, liver disease. And most of these, often enough, can be preventable just due to behavioral health choices.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Making some better choices. And so the Delaware Public Health District is going to be there to help you learn about some of those choices that you can make. There's a nice little incentive.
Yeah, I was hoping we'd get
to
this one, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, you mentioned that it's new and you want to, you know, get the message out to people. And so tell us about the incentive.
The incentive upon completion after the one-time 2-hour course is a $25 gift card to Walmart.
Yay!
Excellent.
You can use that for anything.
Yes.
You can buy shoes. You can buy a new shirt.
Or a fancy shampoo.
Fancy shampoo.
I like a fancy shampoo. I'm clearly a wild person.
Yeah, you like your Meyer's soaps. You know?
I do. Mm-hmm. I do.
Those are expensive soaps. Yeah.
But they spell it like my last name.
Yeah.
Well, my maiden name. Sorry, Lloyd.
You've got them both in there. It's nice. You know, it's kind of like, you know, you don't have to come out just for the $25 Walmart mm-hmm. gift certificate, but you can come out, you can learn a little bit, you can better yourself, and then you can walk away with $25.
I think this is a great idea, because I have to say your definition of binge drinking is already something new to me. That is, I had a very different picture. I honestly thought it was 2 to 3 drinks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I thought I was pretty wild on the weekends myself, and making me feel a little better.
Well, that's another thing. We were pretty convinced that not everybody knew what the true definition of binge drinking. So we've been doing a little bit of work in the community. Like I would say, last year we collaborated with the Mental Health Board, and mm-hmm. we split the cost on what is beverage coasters, where we went around the county to about 10 different bars and restaurants, 5 of them here in Delaware City and 5 of them in Powell. And on one side of the coaster, it defined what one standard drink was.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like 12 ounces mm-hmm. of beer.
4 ounces of wine.
Exactly.
1 ounce of liquor, yep.
And then on the flip side was the binge drinking.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. it's not only informative to the consumers, but also the bartenders who are serving the alcohol as well. So we've been engaging with businesses.
What a great idea. I mean, and that also keeps it safer with people on the roads.
Right.
I know a lot of us have been impacted in our lives by drunk drivers. Mm-hmm. And so having the knowledge. So thank you. I think this is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. Your local, you know, establishment that you frequent is not going to be mad that you are going to be responsible. They are going mm-hmm. to be very happy, and their clients are probably also going to be very happy as well, the clientele. Well, Allie, this has been really, really informative. I want everybody to learn more about this, DelawareLibrary.org. Go to our events tab and pop over to Wednesday the 20th, and you can sign up for this class.
We do ask
that you pre-register, just so everybody is prepared and that we can see your smiling face when you show up. And this mm-hmm. is great. You know, if you want to come for yourself, if you recognize that some of these might be characteristics within yourself, you can come. But you could also come if you think this is characteristics of a loved one and you just want to learn more, maybe how to coach a conversation.
Or have a more responsible party.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if
exactly.
you're used to throwing parties and want to be more responsible so you're not leading someone down a bad path, first thought I had.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Well, we're going to talk real quickly about some of the other things that we have coming up at the library this week as we have a minute. We've got our Board of Trustees is meeting on Tuesday, March 19th. Mm-hmm. They're going to be at the Liberty Branch Library at 5 o'clock.
Monday, though, don't forget,
mm-hmm.
birthday bash for Liberty. We're going to have our story time. And also, we got to throw out a shout out to our friends who are going to be dedicating their donor wall on Monday.
Yeah, we've got the 1 year anniversary of our Liberty Branch Library is coming up. We officially opened with a grand opening party on the 26th of March, and then open to the public regular business hours the 27th of March. So we're doing a little
precursory
happy birthday party. Yeah.
It has flown by. You were the best patrons in the world. You've made it so much fun for us this year.
Yeah, we're really excited. They're really excited. They're doing their birthday party story time for the public, and I think they're doing a little something for themselves too. So I'm excited about that. The Maker Studio has lots of classes coming up on Wednesday, March 20th. Even mm-hmm. though the Maker Studio is going to be closed next week, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, because they're training some new friends. If you tune into next week's show, Kellen is going to be our guest.
Excellent.
And he's going to tell us about the future of the Maker Studio with some of those new friends and the things he's got planned. So
exciting. And every time we tell people what's in there, you all gasp mm-hmm. and sigh and can't wait to get in. So we want to make sure you were keeping that up.
Yeah. So the machines are off next week so that he can train all of the new employees who are coming. But the classes that are scheduled on Wednesday are still happening as usual.
Mm-hmm.
And then... Are you going to talk about Peeps?
Yes.
Yeah, good.
I was like, I'm trying to get ahead of you because I don't know if you know, I have a history with Peeps dioramas. I once made memoirs of a Peepshaw. I did a Clea Peeptra. Like, it was a full board. I mean, this thing was probably 2 feet long with Peeps leading her in the big parade
That's
scene.
Amazing.
So I'm about losing my mind. Our Orange Branch is doing a Peeps diorama. Sorry, you get to create an original Diorama with Peeps as main characters. Peeps dioramas will be on display through April 1st, and patrons get a vote on a winner.
Yes.
And I cannot wait.
So you come, you bring your ideas, maybe do some Googling to see what you can come up with, and then we'll provide the Peeps and the boxes and all the things. If you have your own props and things that you need for your specific idea, bring them along too.
Book ones get bonus points from me. Not that that counts for anything, but Clea book ones will Petra. Get my own personal bonus points.
Diary of a Peepee Kid.
Okay, I'm already seeing
Here
it.
Here we go. Oh, and one last fun one. We, of course, are preparing for the upcoming eclipse. You will not want to miss the solar eclipse facts with an astrophysicist. That is at the Liberty Branch at 5:30.
So exciting.
Is that Friday? No, that wouldn't make sense. What day is it, Molly?
Hold on. It is. Oh, you've got Thursday. Thursday. Yes. Thursday, March 21st.
It's on Thursday, March 21st, 5:30, Liberty Branch Library, solar eclipse facts with an astrophysicist.
Teamwork there. So, yes.
All right.
And I think they're going to be lights and... It's going to be so cool.
All right. We got to go. We got to give it to the city. Thank you, Allie. Thank you, Molly.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tracy. Thank you, Gage.
Thank you.
We'll see you in the stacks.